Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Football Friday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Jerren Airey. I am Ben Stevens. We are here together for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time to preview the entirety of a football weekend. Week 14 around the National Football League. Only 5 weeks remain in this regular season in 2024. A Sunday slate to look ahead to. And of course, a monumental Thursday night game to kick off this week. In the Motor City last night, a Thursday night thriller between the Lions and the Packers. Plenty to break down from that game. What it means for the divisional chase, the conference odds, and of course, Joe, as we look at Detroit, the Super Bowl odds as well. But it's also conference championship weekend in college football. A triple header of conference titles on the line tonight in CFB. We'll go around the association. Some college hoops, but don't call it an upset in Happy Valley. So much to get to here on this Football Friday over the next 3 hours.
A little something for everyone here, Ben. Unbelievable first weekend here in December, and we are loaded with things to get to. So let's roll. Let's do this.
Yes, we certainly are. And Joe, let's start with the beginning of week 14 of this NFL regular season. Last night on a Thursday in Detroit, but not your usual Thursday night football game to kick off a new week. It was not a short week. It was not a quick turnaround for two teams that played on Turkey Day and had a full week off for a huge divisional duel in Detroit. The Lions and the Packers, a game that would have implications not only for the NFC North, but the NFC as a whole, and it lived up to the billing. A 3.5-point spread, a total that closed at 52.5. We expected close, competitive, high scoring, and that's exactly what we got. Detroit wins its 12th game of this season. Make that 11 victories in a row, 34-31. Jake Bates delivers a 35-yard walk-off field goal as time expires because on Detroit's final offensive possession, fourth and inches from Green Bay's 21-yard line, instead of just lining up to kick a field goal with just over 40 seconds left to give the ball back to the Packers with maybe a slim chance, Dan Campbell and the Cajones pays off this time. He goes for it on fourth. The Lions convert despite Jared Goff nearly tripping on the exchange, and Jake Bates delivers the game winner. Joe, Detroit is 12-1 in pole position in the NFC North, the NFC, and in that chase for the first ever Lombardi Trophy in Lions franchise history.
Yeah, I mean, all the accolades go to the Lions, and shame on anybody who thought they might have a letdown after getting so close to the big game a year ago. But the reality, Ben, is that Dan Campbell stole that spotlight last night with his play calling. And it is refreshing to see, Dan, that there are still head coaches in this league that don't mind rolling the dice, not worried about their job or anything else, where you go for it how many times? Five times you go for it on fourth down and you're successful on four of them, including the one that allowed you to win the game at the end? That's all Dan Campbell, and that is why this team is dangerous, because the team takes on his personality, and they showed it front and center with a bunch of backups on defense.
And Joe, they always have, right? He was heavily criticized, incorrectly so, for passing up on field goals early in the second half in the NFC Championship game against San Francisco last season. But he is always brazen. He is always confident in his crew. And when it doesn't work, we criticize. When it works, we praise. But the mentality for Dan Campbell in the Lions remains the same. It works last night, a huge divisional win. And your Detroit Lions, a short favorite to win Super Bowl 59, plus 270, nearly half the price of everybody else around the National Football League. Let's go around the world of football. In some shocking news yesterday in college football that at first felt like an Onion headline or somebody had made up the tweet. It was not. Bill Belichick. Yeah, that Bill Belichick, who won six Lombardi trophies in New England, interviewed yesterday, Joe, with North Carolina. Yeah, that North Carolina in Chapel Hill in college football for their vacant head coaching position. What do you make of it?
I think it was completely staged. I think it's just it's a leverage move. It's a, listen, Bill knows he'll be on the sidelines in the NFL again next year. Nobody thinks he's coaching in college. However, you put that perception out there and you interview for a couple of head coaching jobs, and that all of a sudden becomes leverage and a competition. Yeah, no, love what Belichick did there yesterday, although I have no intention of seeing him on the sidelines in North Carolina anytime soon.
Could he take over for Mac Brown? I would agree with your assessment, Joe. I think that is the perfect summation. Some changes to UCLA's coaching staff. Former Chiefs and Commanders offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy fired or let go, or as his agent might tell you, a mutual parting of ways yesterday in Westwood after his only year as the Bruins offensive coordinator, a year in which UCLA was the ninth worst scoring offense in all of FBS college football. Spin, baby, spin.
Amazing that he is not having the same kind of success without Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback in that offense. I will say this, Ben, he is pretty much, his reputation of being very hard to work with and burning bridges everywhere he goes, alive and well.
The Eric Bieniemy stock is plummeting as we speak. Now, around the association, big matchup last night in Cleveland. The Cavaliers playing host to the Denver Nuggets. Short spread, just 3.5 in favor of the NBA's best team. That's the Cavs, and they deliver. A 126-114 victory, becoming the first team in the NBA this year to post 20 wins.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, 28. Garland, outstanding as well, 24. And now they're 13-1 at home and beat a pretty motivated, I think, Denver Nuggets team who wasted a triple-double by Jokic? So this could be the end of the Denver era here, by the way.
A pretty impressive triple-double that turned out to be historic. 27 points, 20 rebounds, 11 assists for Nikola Jokic, moving him past Magic Johnson for third most all-time in the NBA in terms of triple-doubles. The Nuggets not playing their best brand of ball right now. Cleveland certainly is. The overall record, 20-3 for the Cavs, best in the NBA. You know who doesn't have the best record, but the worst record? That's the Washington Wizards. Make it 16 straight losses as last night at home in the nation's capital. Dallas wins by 36 over the Wiz. 137-101. The Mavs easily cover as a 14.5 point favorite.
Yeah, welcome back, Doncic, right? 21-10-10, another triple-double. Kyrie's dropping 25. I mean, just circle Washington on the calendar. If you ever have a get-right game, it's going to be against the Wizards here in the NBA.
Joe, they've lost 16 straight. They've only covered three times. They were getting 14.5 at home last night. You know who wasn't getting points? That was the Penn State Nittany Lions, despite being the unranked team at home against number 8 Purdue. Penn State pulls off the upset, but only in rankings because they were the home favorite in Bryce Jordan, 81-70. Mike Rhodes and Penn State, 8-1 for the first time in more than a decade.
Ben, it wasn't even close. That game, I was just jaw-dropped watching that game going, what is going on here? Pretty impressive stuff from Penn State.
The A's move out of Oakland, and all of a sudden they got money to blow. Luis Severino, 3-year, $67 million deal that is the most guaranteed money the Athletics have ever given out in franchise history. Hey, that's what happens when you go to Vegas. More on the Early Line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday night football to kick off a new week around the National Football League, week 14, now underway after a monumental matchup in the Motor City. The Lions and the Packers on Thursday night to start week 14. To recap here on a Football Friday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. Joe, it was not your usual Thursday night football game. It was not a short week for either team. Both teams playing on Thanksgiving, which made the fact that both had a full week off in a game that entered with a 3.5-point spread that had stayed largely there, a 51.5-point total that was up by a full point, 52 and a hook by the time we got to kick last night. It made the atmosphere, the stage, and the significance here as we are about to begin our fifth to final week of this NFL regular season that much more fitting. Could it live up to the expectation? It certainly did. The Lions walking it off with a last-second field goal that was set up to be last second, 34-31. Jake Bates delivers that 35-yarder, and the Lions edge out the Packers by 3 points. That hook that remained with the hook all week long turned out to be significant. The Packers do cover as an underdog, and that high total on a Thursday night of 52.5 does sky over.
Yeah, what a difference a game makes, and what a difference from the first time that these guys played, where the Green Bay defense, Ben, actually only allowed, 17 points in the rain. They held them to 3.9 yards per carry on 32 carries, and what a different game that was last night. A absolute shootout, and with all the injuries, including another one, by the way, on the defensive side, McNeil, yeah. Was ruled out with a head injury to start that second half. Just another growing list of players on that Detroit defense that's not going to be available to them, Ben. But you know what? When the offense can do what they can do and they can drop over 30 points on an opposing defense, you can overcome those kinds of injuries. But the reality is I don't anticipate them taking a step back or breathing or exhaling. I think Dan Campbell is going to keep these guys fired up. I think they're going to want to run the table, and it would not shock me, given the schedule, if they do just that.
Detroit, who had covered in 9 of its first 10 victories, now has not covered in its last 2 wins, both against divisional foes, both winning by a field goal. But last night's outright result, more significant for the NFC North race, what it means around the NFC, that positioning for Detroit to maintain the number 1 overall seed, and of course their outlook to try to play in a Super Bowl for the first time and win the first ever Lombardi Trophy in Lions franchise history. But part of the reason, Joe, that Detroit always has that belief, that the old saying in the Motor City of SOL, not blank out of luck, but same old Lions, really no longer exists, is because of the mentality and the confidence instilled in Detroit by Dan Campbell and his ability and his conviction at any moment of a game, even in the most significant of moments, when it would seem to be just smart to take the 3 points and try to win, he'll push the envelope and he'll go for it. Here is Dan Campbell on why the Lions decided, with just about 40 seconds left and at fourth and inches from Green Bay's 21-yard line to not just take the field goal right then and there, but go for it, get the first down, and drain the entire clock for a last-second game-winning field goal.
I just, you know, I felt like, we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believe we could get that. I believe we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line. I trusted David, and they came through for us. It's a hell of a call by Ben, you know. It just I knew how I wanted to play this game. The team knew it, and everything in me told me to let's finish this, and so we did.
Joe, again, when we look at fourth down conversions and the ideas behind them, you'll see the analytics. 43% says go for it here, 27%, whatever it might be. Dan Campbell believes in his guys, and they know that he believes in them. It's not a debate. It is the mentality. And despite Jared Goff getting stepped on under center and stumbling to the ground on a knee, the handoff and the exchange to David Montgomery was good enough for Monty to pick up the first down, and thus the Lions, as Dan Campbell explained, could end it on offense and not give Green Bay even a slim chance of getting the football back to tie and send the game into overtime or maybe even win it outright in regulation.
Well, it's just not out of character for them. But given the injuries on the defensive side and the fact that they had already gotten carved up for the most part by this Green Bay offense, and nobody had an answer to stop Josh Jacobs. You don't want to give that. You wanted it over. You didn't want to have to rely on the defense with a bunch of backups. So, but that's not out of character. Whether he had all his starters or he didn't, he was still going for it in that spot here, Ben, one way or the other. Make no mistake about it.
100%, Joe. And again, at the end of last year's NFC title game against San Francisco, when they blew the 17-point lead and Dan Campbell at times was questioned for going for it on fourth down and not kicking a field goal, costly points in a narrow defeat trying to play in a Super Bowl, could he win the big one? Would his mentality carry over to winning the most important games? The mentality remains the same. When it works, we praise it. When it doesn't, we question it. But Dan Campbell does not care. He understands what he must do. Joe, in terms of those primetime players last night, the big stars that we expected to put up production, they did. Josh Jacobs, 3 touchdowns, minus 145 to hit Pater. David Montgomery, a rushing score. When you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, a receiving score. And a huge night for Tim Patrick, who has battled back from multiple injuries in his first year in Detroit, often an afterthought for this Lions explosive offense, not the last few weeks. 2 receiving touchdowns for Patrick last night.
Yeah, I mean, big issues on the Green Bay defensive side as well. That secondary got absolutely destroyed by Jared Goff and Patrick and others there. That is, they better get healthy and they better do it in a hurry, Ben.
They take the football away, but there is some yardage to be had. Plenty more from Thursday night and what it means next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday night football to start week 14. Detroit edges out Green Bay 34-31. Now the Packers do cover because of the hook as a 3.5-point underdog. A total of 52.5 does sky over. But Joe, outside of the actual result, what it would mean for the NFC North divisional chase, the conference playoff picture as a whole, that was also heavily important last night in the Motor City. Here is the updated outlook for both teams following Thursday night. Joe, entering the game, Detroit was minus 460 to win the NFC North. Fitting, right? For the team that has looked the best, is the best, metric and record-wise in the NFL, entering. But a minus 460 price in the updated number of minus 1100 to win a divisional crown would almost lead you to believe that Detroit has a 4.5-5-game lead with only 4 games remaining. That is not the case still, and certainly was not last night. Just a game in front of Minnesota. Make that a game and a half now with the additional play, a game played as of this moment. And entering the game, Joe, just a two-game advantage in front of Green Bay. When the Packers took the lead in the fourth quarter, it's like, oh, this entire divisional race, the number one seed in the NFC, that could change yep. on a dime based on this Thursday night result. But Super Bowl favorites and teams expected to win a conference championship, they find a variety of ways to win games, and that's what the Lions persevered and did last night at home.
Yeah, no, they did. And they've already beaten Minnesota once, right? The team that is chasing them here, Ben. The schedule is interesting. And their last game is, of guess, of course, who? Minnesota this season. But they still got Buffalo ahead of them. The Bears, division rival, which won't be easy. The 49ers, who will be in a foul mood. And then Minnesota. So at that price, you would think that's an easy sweep, right? I don't know about that. That's a little over the top, that number.
Yeah, I would agree, Joe. They do end the year at home against the Vikings. That is a good thing. The reason the Packers number is monumental to try to claim a divisional championship, not just the three-game deficit in the standings, but the fact that after the win last night, the Lions have swept Green Bay in the season series. So add on that additional tiebreaker advantage. But Detroit's remaining schedule is not easy, as Joe alluded to. Buffalo at home next week. At least they'll have the mini bye and the additional few days of rest. That will give them the advantage against the Bills. And that Detroit defense needs it. You mentioned Aleem McNeil, who is one of the best interior defensive linemen in the NFL, did not play in the second half last night. Late in the fourth quarter, the outstanding second-year safety, Brian Branch, had to be helped off the field. The Lions need all the rest they can get at this moment. And then road games against the Bears and the 49ers before ending the year against Minnesota. Joe, there's a chance. The Vikings are a 10-2 football team, 5.5-point home favorite this week against the slumping Atlanta Falcons, that although right now Detroit is a minus 1,100 favorite to win the NFC North for a second straight season, it still very well could come down to that Week 18 game. Detroit would be favored at home, but it still could come down to the regular season finale.
Yeah, it absolutely could. And it's so funny, Ben, because when we started the season looking at this, we were going, yeah, we could see it's going to come down to, a lot of people thought Chicago and Detroit. Many people thought Green Bay and Detroit. Nobody thought Minnesota and Detroit for all the marbles in Week 18. But yet, Ben, here we are. But Minnesota's got some work to do with Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, and Green Bay, and then, of course, ending it in Detroit. So not easy for them either.
So Detroit now, even a shorter favorite to win the NFC Championship, 10 cents off the price entering, plus 140, plus 270 is the number for the Lions to win Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. I have said it once. I will say it again. Detroit has never played in a Super Bowl. They have won an NFL championship way back in 1957, but in the Super Bowl era that began in 1967, and since the league merger in 1970, Detroit has never even played for a Lombardi Trophy, Joe, let alone won a Super Bowl championship. But that is what this team has become. They won a division for the first time last year in three decades. They won a playoff game for the first time in 32 years a season ago. And now you're short Super Bowl favorites.
Yeah, it makes sense, Ben. There's no reason, after watching last night again, there's no reason to doubt them. They have everything, zero excuses here, Ben, for them to be able to run the table and represent the NFC.
And we'll talk about the Packers in the NFC playoff picture up next as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Week 14 of this 2024 NFL regular season now officially underway after a Thursday night in Detroit. There's only 5 weeks remaining in this regular season. It is now December. Those playoff pictures and the in-the-hunt graphics mean even more this month and this time of year. Detroit wins last night. They are 12-1. They have won 11 consecutive games. They maintain that number one overall seed in the NFC postseason picture. We'll talk about the top of the charts, Joe, between Detroit and Philadelphia in just a moment. But although Green Bay lost last night, hampering any hope for the Packers to maybe come back and win the NFC North, and they are pretty much now aligned to be a playoff team, but in a wild card scenario. Joe, I don't think you could look at the Packers last night, the effort and the offense in Detroit, and say that this team is not a playoff team and maybe not worthy of being a contender in the NFC. The Packers look pretty darn good, and currently they're in that sixth spot, the second of three NFC wild card positions. And I'm just going to make this point. You really want to be in the five or the sixth spot in that NFC playoff picture, because look at those other divisional leaders at the moment occupying the three and the four seeds. Joe, there's a chance the champion of the NFC West is a game or two above 500. There's a chance the winner of the NFC South could be below 500, or more than likely just a game above it. So to be in those wild card spots, sure, you don't have home field advantage. Yes, you must go on the road to start off the postseason. But for teams like Minnesota and Green Bay, the Packers proved last night to me they are a true contender who can make some playoff noise.
Yeah, but at the same time, Ben, they played a great half of football last night, because you can't have a $220 million quarterback, your franchise quarterback, go 3 of 7 in the first half, Ben, for what, 41 yards, 31 yards, in fact. He played great in the second half, 12 of 20, 206 on the night, 9 of 13, 175, 3 touchdowns. In the second half, it was their inability to show up in the first half, Ben, that cost them that game. And you and I both know, come playoff time, you can't, that's not going to work against a better competition. You had every reason to go out there and do what you did in the second half, the entire game against that depleted defense, and you took the first half off. And we've seen that before from this Green Bay team, which is why now they're on the outside looking in of a division crown.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, but I still do believe in this Green Bay team. I believe in Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs scoring 3 times, and just based on the scenario and the setting, Joe, and who Green Bay might draw in that opening round, there's a chance the Packers could be favored in Seattle, in Arizona, in Tampa, or Atlanta. That's where I believe the Packers are at this moment. They do trail the Vikings by a game and a half in those wild card standings. They will get the Vikes, their divisional foes, once again before this season is through. 7-1 was the price on Green Bay to contend for the NFC Championship entering last night. Third best price, Joe. It only moved back by a buck despite the defeat in Detroit, and still the third best number on Green Bay at +800. But now we have a conversation about the tier of two at the top, both on the odds boards and in the standings. Detroit, +140, short favorite to win the NFC title. Philadelphia, backed by just over a dollar now at +250. Joe, we just mentioned how although the Lions won last night and how although they are in prime position to maintain that number one seed in the NFC, their final four games, a gauntlet. The defense depleted right now for the Lions as well. Their price to be the number one seed is -410 with just a game and a half lead in front of Philadelphia. And the Eagles are a double-digit home favorite this week against Carolina to make it just a one-game deficit in that standings as it was entering week 14. Do you believe that when all is said and done, the Lions are going to be the one seed in the NFC?
I think they better be. Has that been at that price at +140? I think they better be because the alternate choice is what? Go on the road to Philadelphia? Listen, not taking anything away from the season they've had, but Ben, they have had every schedule break in the world this year. How many more indoor games are you going to be able to get to play against better competition? If that might change, if they're not the number one seed, and if they ever have to go to Philadelphia in January, well, then, sorry, that's not the same Jared Goff, man. I don't care what anybody says. So I hope they get it. They'll need to get it if you're just going to lay the what, plus 140? They better have the one seed.
Yeah, Joe, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think when you look at the standings and the odds board, it's what makes this conversation so fascinating and so close as well. Philly is not far off. The Eagles have won 8 straight. Detroit has won 11 in a row. You would not expect the Lions to win every other game this year. They've got Buffalo at home next week, but they're just a slight home favorite. The Bills are on the road in Los Angeles on Sunday afternoon. Not like they have a cakewalk walking into it before they play the Rams and then into the Lions. But Detroit loses a game. Philadelphia holds on. I certainly would not lay minus 410 at this moment for the Lions to be that number one overall seed in the NFC when all is said and done. And maybe it's worth a small little wager, a sprinkle on Philadelphia to be that one seed at a 4-1 price. Elsewhere, Joe, around the NFC playoff picture, it's important for the Packers and the Vikings and the Commanders, who are now just a game behind Green Bay for what would be the second of those three wild card spots. Because the 7th seed, that last wild card spot, although Washington probably not in danger of being caught by any teams from the NFC South or the NFC West, those teams all focused on their divisional races and the jumbled messes that they are. If you are the 7th seed, you're either going to go on the road to Philadelphia, or if the Eagles somehow, some way catch the Lions, you're going to go on the road to Detroit. It is not exactly a prime position to begin your postseason run.
Yeah, it's the next couple of weeks, Ben, are huge for all of those teams. Because there is some, you know, there won't be a ton of jockeying for position, right? It's going to play out the way it's going to play out. But there are clearly, like you just said, there are clearly some advantages for some of these teams not named Detroit or Philadelphia if they finish in the right spot. Like you said, that coveted maybe 5-6 spot there. I think it's going to be a battle, and I wouldn't count out anybody on that list, by the way, on the wild card. Absolutely nobody.
Yeah, and there are some tiers of distinction in those conference championship prices. The tier of two at the top, Detroit and Philly, separated by just over a dollar. Then a pretty good drop-off. You got to triple the price of the birds and then add some on to get to Green Bay, who's still a dollar and a half in front of the Vikings, despite Minnesota having 10 wins and just 2 losses, and the Packers having 9 wins and 4 losses, and then a huge drop-off from Minnesota to the Commanders. And then two teams in the Seahawks and the Falcons, Joe, who are divisional favorites at this moment, despite the fact they are not world beaters or have the overly impressive record next to their name.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting here, Ben. And quite honestly, I think health is starting to play a big role in how this is going to finish here. Which team can get healthier? And which team has dodged the injury bug far too long and may expect a little regression? Because we all know it's coming in an 18-week season, Ben.
These prices, the prices in the AFC playoff picture, in the conference championship race, divisional numbers, all of that mixed into the preview of our Sunday slate for week 14 that begins with a look at Sunday Night Football at Arrowhead.
Huge.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Each and every Football Friday, live right here on the Early Line, our promise and our charge to you is that we will preview every single game on the NFL Sunday slate. Week 14 it is, with just 5 weeks remaining in this NFL regular season. So every game, if a team is in the playoff picture, has that additional layer of importance, especially, Joe, if like last night on a Thursday in our primetime marquee matchup, it is a divisional game like it will be on Sunday night in Kansas City, Missouri. Inside Arrowhead Stadium, it's the Chiefs and the Chargers. Now, Kansas City, an 11-1 football team. Best record in the AFC entering week 14 alongside Detroit. Best record in the NFL. This should be an easy win despite the Chargers being a good football team as well. And yet, as we can tell the tale this year, the Chiefs might be 11-1 and have a three-game advantage in that division over the LA Chargers. But it hasn't been picture perfect in those 11 victories. In fact, 9 of the 12 games that Kansas City has played this year, they have won by just a single score. 4.5-point spread in favor of the Chiefs. Will this be yet another one-possession game on Sunday night in Arrowhead?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out, was the Chargers defense what we got last week against the Falcons, or are they what we've seen a couple of weeks prior here when they were getting lit up? Like, everybody has talked about the Chargers defense being overrated, overvalued, and that was the mentality going into that game last week against Atlanta. And what happens while they pick off Kirk Cousins 4 times? The offense has not been great the last couple of weeks, but you know what? That defense has certainly showed up and showed out. So judging from what we have seen from the Kansas City offense as of late, I don't think this is going to be a big high-scoring game here. I do think that this is going to be quite the difference here. I mean, look at what we got against AFC West teams here. 19, 16, 27, and 17 points. Chargers in what? The first Chargers game, they had 27 points, and that was kind of crazy. I don't see this being a high-scoring game second go-around. I think this is going to be all about the Chiefs and the Chargers defense, and we're going to learn whether or not this Chargers defense can put together back-to-back efforts like we saw last week. They're going to need to, because I think the Chargers offense has got some things to work through here.
Last week against the Raiders, the Chiefs escaped in yet another game on Black Friday, where if Aiden O'Connell and his center had better communication on the snap count, the Chiefs might have had their second loss of the season. Of course, Kansas City came nowhere close to covering as a near 2-touchdown favorite. It's very interesting, though, for Kansas City, Joe, when you look at where the defense has been for the Chiefs. Frankly, it's been what has carried KC, not just this season, but last regular season as well. Only 17 points allowed to a Raiders team that flat out is terrible. But in the previous two games against Buffalo and Carolina, at least 27 points when the Chiefs had not allowed more than 25 all season long in their first 9 games. The Chargers are the best scoring defense in the National Football League. LA has gone under in 8 of their 12 games this year. And neither team, Joe, has been overwhelmingly impressive in terms of covering numbers where they are in these spots. The Chiefs have not covered in 6 consecutive weeks. That includes 5 games as a favorite. But in all 5 games as a favorite, KC has laid at least a touchdown. The Chiefs as a 6.5-point favorite or less this year, they are actually 4-1 against the spread. It's a shorter number if it's a single score game, but it's more than 4.5 points. KC might be able to cover. The Chargers, Joe, were technically, depending on where you got the number, either a very slight road underdog in Atlanta or a slight money line favorite. I saw the number on FanDuel prior to close where LA was actually getting more juice on the money line than that of the slumping Falcons. So I'm not going to consider that game a true underdog for the Bolts. But in the 3 games this year for the Chargers as a true underdog, they're 0-3 straight up and 0-3 against the number. The first two going under a total, including the opening game against KC. But that Chargers offensive line was heavily banged up, and LA still kept it to a single score game.
Yeah, listen, for like I said, the first game between them, Ben, what we get, 27 points? Mahomes, by the way, this year, 11-4 to the under, actually in his last 15 home starts. He's 33-19 in his career to the under at home here. Also, 12-6-1 to the under, Ben, in divisional games here. And we're talking about five straight unders here. And listen, the running game is going through a transformation right now with the Chargers. It was a big part. They couldn't protect Herbert last week against Atlanta's non-existent pass rush, and they were hitting him left and right. What do you think Spags is and this Chiefs defense is going to do? So I don't see this being any sort of – I don't even think – Mahomes doesn't even pretend to take deep shots anymore. So everything is over the middle, dink and dunk. This is going to be another one of these rock fights with the team who has the ball last, Ben, that they're going to win the game.
And let's look at that quarterback comparison now, because the numbers for Justin Herbert have been on the rise, because at the beginning of the season, Greg Roman, OC in LA, Jim Harbaugh told everybody, made it crystal clear, we're going to take the onus off a guy in the first 4 years of his NFL career, had to do everything for the Chargers to even be competitive. We are going to run the football. They have not ran it as effectively. Of course, J.K. Dobbins has been dealing with injuries. Meanwhile, for Mahomes and the Chiefs, it was Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco now back in the fold. But Joe, Patrick Mahomes has been throwing the football like crazy as of late. Last six games for the Chiefs, at least 33 pass attempts, 37 plus in five of the last six. I would keep an eye on that attempts prop for both Mahomes and Herbert entering Sunday night in KC Mo in a huge AFC West divisional game. More from the NFL Sunday slate next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A huge Sunday slate around the National Football League where, again, implications will be found for divisional races, even races in the conference standings as well. The Chiefs now just a 3.5-point home favorite on Sunday night against the LA Chargers. If for some reason the Chiefs start to stumble in those single score wins, become close losses, the biggest beneficiary, of course, that would be the Buffalo Bills, who are a full game behind KC right now atop the AFC standings into that second slot. But Buffalo, of course, the direct head-to-head tiebreaker in the victory over KC. The Bills on the road, also as a favorite in Los Angeles on Sunday afternoon to take on the Rams. 3.5-point spread in favor of Buffalo. Total now stands at 49 and a hook. Joe, the Bills have won 7 consecutive games. They have covered in 6 of the 7 as a favorite in all 7. The Rams back to an even 500 after a big win in New Orleans last Sunday on the road. The Rams looking to stay in that NFC West race, and they're going to need to stack up some victories to do so. How do you break down Sunday afternoon at SoFi Stadium?
Well, I mean, Ben, everyone seems to think this is the ultimate letdown spot for the Buffalo Bills, right? They just clinched the AFC East. Now they got to travel west, and you talked about it earlier, Detroit on deck. But that's two NFC teams here, and the Bills, this is far too experienced and a different feel for this Bills team with Josh Allen this year. The spot is not going to... It's not going to be a letdown spot. The market, Ben, I'm thinking, even at that price, is telling you what's going on here. The Bills are the better team. Stafford had a rolled his ankle, I believe, there. So he's kind of nursing a little bit of an ankle injury. And meanwhile, we've got a Bills team that has just covered in, what, 6 of their last 7 games. They've won, what, 35-10, 31-10, 34-28 against the NFC West so far this year. They've scored 30 or more in 6 straight games. I mean, they've already hit that mark in 9 times this season. The question is, can they beat the Rams? The question is it going to be even close as far as I'm concerned, Ben? And the answer to me is no. I think Buffalo, you just keep riding that train right to the AFC Championship game.
This almost feels like more of a letdown spot for the Rams than it does for Buffalo, in my estimation. We have seen Los Angeles do this before. Even last year, off to a slow start. Injuries, the main reason why. 1-4. They have won 5 of their last 7, including an outright victory on that short week Thursday night game against the Vikings. The Rams have been an underdog plenty of times this season, 6 to be exact. They are either 3-3 straight up, meaning that they win outright or they do not cover. Joe, Buffalo, by the way, over in 5 of these 7 games on the win streak. Buffalo in its last 6 games, at least 30 points. This Buffalo Bills team, second best scoring offense in the NFL, averaging 29.6 points per game. The Rams defense is about to get tested on Sunday. And so let's then add in the stakes. Buffalo wins this game. They're 11-2. Kansas City is a favorite on Sunday night, but it will not be easy against the 8-4 LA Chargers. Buffalo stays in this, Joe, and maybe the Chiefs drop one down the stretch. Buffalo's price right now to be the AFC number one seed, plus 110. The Chiefs remain the minus money odds on favorite at minus 135. But again, I cannot stress enough how critical that direct head-to-head tiebreak in the win for Buffalo over Kansas City a few weeks ago might end up being.
It's huge. And they know that too. Make no mistake about it. Buffalo wants the road to the Super Bowl coming through Orchard Park. They have no intention of having to go to Kansas City, and they'll control what they control. They beat Kansas City already. I know they're thinking they probably should have had a couple of more losses, but the Bills want home field advantage. And I don't see a path in which they don't get that here, especially now that the Bills are getting healthier on defense. And quite honestly, they're the best team in the NFL, bar none right now, with the injuries to Detroit. Yeah, it's the Bills are the best team.
Yeah, it's a compelling argument right now for Buffalo. I think you could say they are the best team in the AFC, despite trailing the Chiefs by a game in that standings and win-loss column. Hour number 2 of our Football Friday and our preview of the Sunday slate continues next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.